Takbir,
yes, Allahu Akbar. Let me hear you guys. Alright, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Assalamu Alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to the Deen Show again. You're tuning in to the show, the all-new show on Islam and Muslims. And today we're talking about the living miracle. This man, the prophet of God, the last and final messenger to mankind. We're going to be talking about the miracle that he brought, that changed, that has changed people, millions all over the world. It changed these Bedouin Arabs who were reckless, who were alcoholics, who were the worst of people, killing, stealing, robbing, drinking blood, burying their baby girls alive. And this book, which is a living miracle, we attest to the miracles of Jesus, peace be upon him. We attest to the miracles of Moses, peace be upon him. And the many miracles that the last and final messenger did, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. But the living miracle that's testable today, that's for all mankind, is here with us. Science, you got it. It's in here. How you were born, it's in here. The creation of the universe is in here. What's going to happen to you if you disobey God? It's in here. Where you're going, the wonderful rewards. If you obey God, it's in here. And we got somebody on the Deen Show today who's memorized one of the many millions who's memorized the Quran. We had him before. We're bringing him back again. Imam Faisal, come on.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, have a seat. Thank you for joining us again.
You're welcome for having us. Thank you so much for having me today.
We really enjoyed again. We really enjoyed having you last time. Everyone got to benefit. We got to hear this beautiful recitation. You have memorized the whole verbatim word of God.
Alhamdulillah, yes.
At the age of what, 9, 10, something like that?
Yeah, 9 years old, as I said before.
Okay, we interviewed you last time. For those who want to know more about Imam Faisal, who is a Hafiz, as they call him, who's memorized the whole verbatim word of God, the last and final revelation to mankind. If you want to know more about him, we did an interview with him. It's on the Deen Show website. Alhamdulillah, now we got you in the studio, and we're excited because we're going to be asking you questions straight from the last and final revelation to mankind. Unchanged. There's no other scripture like it. Unchanged for 1400 years. Untampered with. You don't got people adding, deleting. One of the other miracles that since its revelation has been memorized by millions all over the world. Since the time of the last and final prophet until today. So we are going to hear what God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and earth, has to say. We're going to ask you these questions, and you're going to answer them straight from his book, the Quran. Can you do that, inshallah?
Yes, inshallah.
Okay, we want to know, for the person who's wondering, who created me? Who is claiming this universe? Who is claiming that he is the creator, the sustainer, the originator of it all? Who is he?
He's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الله الذي جعل لكم الأرض قرارا والسماء بناء وصوركم فأحسن صوركم ورزقكم من الطيبات ذلكم الله ربكم فتبارك الله رب العالمين هو الحي لا إله إلا هو فادعوه مخلصين له الدين الحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلقكم من نفس واحدة واحدة ثم جعل منها زوجها وأنزل لكم من الأنعام ثمانية أزواج يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فأنى تصرفون.
And another occasion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said another ayah.
قل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أمن يملك السمع والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله فقل أفلا تتقون فذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ.
Takbir.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar. God is the greatest. MashaAllah. This is beautiful. There is nobody. Just to make a point here, is that there is nobody making the claim, as you just got to hear, other than the Creator here. He is representing himself. He is identifying himself as Allah. In Arabic, is Allah the only one worthy of worship. He is claiming the universe. He is claiming that He has created everything that you see, the sun, the moon, everything around us He has created. There's nobody else. Jehovah never made that claim. Jehovah is not even in the Bible. Okay? Jesus, He never made this claim that I am the Creator. Worship me, or that I have made the sun, the moon. None of these things. He was a mighty messenger of God. We love Him. We respect Him. But He wasn't God. So, I challenge you to look at this. Nobody, nowhere has ever identified himself explicitly like this and claimed ownership of all this. This is beautiful. So, we're going to move on to the next question. Now that the Creator has identified himself as Allah, give us some more verses from the verbatim Word of God on who is Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He identified Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in His book,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah, beautiful, beautiful. For those of you joining us, we are having Imam Faisal recite to us the verbatim word of the creator of the heavens and the earth, which brings many to tears who hear for the first time. A lot of it, for many people, they can understand it who've been studying the language, but this penetrates the heart, even if you can't understand, is beautiful. Can you continue? Continue, please.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, the Moses,
إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said another verse.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Takbir.
Allah
God is
Akbar.
The greatest.
Takbir.
And if you're joining us, just getting
Takbir.
In, tuning into the
Allah
Deen Show,
Akbar.
Just in time, we're having Imam Faisal recite the last and final revelation to mankind, the verbatim word of God, the Quran, and the creator of the heavens and the earth is identifying himself and telling us that he is the only one worthy of worship and that you worship him alone. It's very simple. That you worship the Creator, not His creation. So, from here, remember that. If you got time to watch all the reality shows, MTV Cribs, Pimp My Ride, and now, this will be a witness against you, that if you haven't relentless time to having to sit and to listen, because you're confused in life, you haven't figured out what the purpose in life is, and now, look, the sign's coming to you. When's the last time somebody identified themselves as the Creator of the heavens and earth? Huh? It's been a while, huh? I don't think ever. So now you're getting to connect. The sign's coming to you. So you're going to turn away, you're going to listen. We got your ear? Okay, good. Sit tight. Now, Imam Faisal, tell us, what does the creator of the heavens and earth, Allah, say that he created mankind for?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created mankind only for to worship him alone. And the evidence is in the book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين.
And another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور.
ما شاء الله, brother, ما شاء الله, God willed it. Beautiful recitation. Now just a note on that, that God, now we have, he has identified who he is, that he is the one who has created the heavens and the earth, that we worship him alone, that we don't set up partners with him, and that he has created us in servitude to him, to worship him. And for, we're giving you a taste now, just a taste, okay? And for more information, you can log on to thedeanshow.com, but I'm going to just make a few points here. When we say, when Allah is talking about ibadah, that's the word, the Arabic word, this is that one submits to him, that he surrenders to him, and that everything God Almighty loves, that you do. Everything that he hates, you stay away from. So just to give you an example now, that he loves, that you worship him alone, that you don't set up partners with him. This is an unforgivable sin. If you call upon anyone other than him, if you call upon Jesus, if you call upon Muhammad, if you call upon anyone else other than God, no intermediaries. You don't go to a confession box. You don't go to the Father and he gives you about 10 Hail Marys. No. The only one that can forgive sins is the Creator of the heavens and earth. Direct connection. Two is that you establish the prayer for his remembrance at their fixed times. That you pay the charity, that you fast. These are some of the major, the foundations. And then he teaches you to be good to your parents. He teaches you, he tells you, he orders you to be good to your parents. That you be good to your neighbor. That you be good to the people around you, to the community. To not steal, to not lie, to be just. These are all the good things that God calls you to. It's in already, this is something that he's instilled in you all from the beginning. When you do these good deeds, you feel good about it. When you do something bad, if you haven't tarnished yourself already that much, then you feel the effect of it. So everything that's good, and you do it, this is an act of worship. And everything you stay away from, illegal sexual intercourse, he says stay away from this. So you get tempted now, and you stay away from this, this is an act of worship. Alcohol, drugs. When you get tempted to pick up the bottle, you had a hard day, now you want to hit up with that Heineken, and you stay away from it, because God said, leave it alone. This is an act of worship. At the time when someone is in your face, all right, and you feel like knocking the guy out, but you are patient, and you refrain, and you forgive, this is an act of worship. All the beautiful things, a kind word, being good to your wife, all these things are acts of worship. Just a point, make a point on that. Now, moving on, what does Imam Faisal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, how does he describe this worldly life, this material world?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
ما شاء الله, brother, ما شاء الله, الحمد لله. This is beautiful. It's always beautiful when you get to sit back, clear your mind, and listen to the words of your Creator. If you guys are hearing this for the first time, you have a humble heart, I'm sure this is having an effect, especially when you know the meaning now. We got the text on there so you can ponder over these verses. And as you can see,
when God Almighty is speaking, He's telling you, look, do you think I made this all in play? It's a joke. Just have a good time. Don't worry about it. Just kick it. And then, you know, when you die, it's nothing going to be, you're not going to be accountable. No, no, no. You're going to be accountable. So it's not all in play. It's not to live Friday to Friday, kick it from one party to the next, no responsibilities. You give to your boss, you give to everybody, but you don't give to the Creator. No, it doesn't work like that. You're going to be brought back and you're going to be judged. So we need to take this life seriously and do what? Do as the Creator of the heavens and the earth has told us to do. And now, like I said, if you're tuning in, you're there. It's been delivered to you. You can't turn away. It's like that subpoena. You just got hit with it. So we're going to move on to the next question with Imam Faisal in the Dean Show studio. Tell us the good news now. The good news for all those running and doing good deeds. What's waiting for us?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His Quran, in His book, a lot of different ayat, verses in His book. So I'm going to choose just a couple. The first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون.
The second ayah.
سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
Indeed, indeed, God is the greatest. And He's telling us, race. Race for forgiveness. Race for the good deeds. You're racing for the material world, but at the end, are you going to take it with you? No, you're leaving it behind. Everything, all this wealth, you're striving 9 to 5. There's nothing wrong. I'm not talking about being a hermit. You got to work, but you got to balance everything out. You got to find time for the one who's most important. That's your Creator. And then everything else falls in place. So He's given us good news and glad tidings. It's not all for nothing. For the striving and the struggling. Look, what do you get? You come home. At the end of the day, you sleep, you get back up, you go back to work, 9 to 5, bussing sweating, striving. For what? For that vacation, 2 weeks, then you work for the rest of the year. What's it all about? But He's given us good news that there's a paradise waiting for those that are steadfast on His way, that continue to be righteous, that are just, that are fair, and fulfill their obligations to Him and do the good deeds, you got paradise. And man, we got to bring you soon a show about paradise, because it's like nothing. You think that vacation in Malibu was nice? Man, you're not going to be able to comprehend what no eye has seen, no ear has heard. Paradise. And that's what's waiting for the righteous. Now, let us, Imam Faisal, get to the next question. What are some of the attributes of the believers? Okay? What are some of the things that God Almighty talks about us doing and their attributes?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.
Indeed, God is the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Allah, is the same Allah that identified himself earlier. In Arabic we say Allah. Jews and Christians, just to make a note, who are Arabic speaking, they use the same word Allah to translate for God. Alright? So, God Almighty is telling us who is successful. Those who believe in Him and worship Him alone. Who surrender and submit to Him. Those who hold steadfast to the prayer. Who stay away from dirty talk, gossiping, all these evil things. The evil desires that we have. Keep them in check. Guarding your chastity. You know all these things. Look, brothers, at the end of the day, what do we get? It's like we chase our desires, and does it really bring peace, contentment, happiness? No. You're never satisfied, you want more, and you keep corrupting yourself. But when you keep yourself in check, you keep these desires in check, you keep them in a bounds where God Almighty has told you not to transgress out of. He says, if you need, when it's time to hook up with that young lady, that you get married. We've all been there, we've done that. But now, if you haven't learned from it and you continue, then you are not one of the successful. So, this is taught even in the Bible. If you say you're watching this and you're non-Muslim, so you see the wholeness, the pureness that Islam, God Almighty, is inviting the people to. Alright? To stay away from evil talk, gossip, fornication, adultery, and inviting you to everything that's good. And then guaranteeing you the success in this life and the hereafter. Now, those who disbelieve in God and His messengers, Imam Faisal, can you tell us what God Almighty has waiting for those?
We seek refuge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His punishment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على النار فقالوا يا ليتنا نرد ولا نكذب بآيات ربنا ونكون من المؤمنين بل بدا لهم ما كانوا يخفون من قبل ولو ردوا لعادوا لما نهوا عنه وإنهم لكاذبون وقالوا إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا وما نحن بمبعوثين ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على ربهم قال أليس هذا بالحق قالوا بلى وربنا قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون.
I think that's sufficient.
God is the greatest indeed, mashallah. So we got to see the reward and the punishment. You know what? Man, governments set up laws, and if you break these laws, even though you might be getting away with things for a certain while, when they catch you, you'll have to account. When you come before the judge, you'll be judged. And if you're guilty, you'll be sentenced. So God Almighty, He sees all. He hears all. He's the most wise. Don't think you're going to get away with anything. But you know what? He's the most merciful. He's the most loving. You turn around and you stop right now in your tracks and say, you know what? I need to change. And you hear the worst of the people saying it. Man, I need to change, man. But now you need to do the action. You need to actually start to do it. So man, put your head on the ground right now and pray to God alone. Ask Him to guide you and to forgive you and start fresh, man. Because the road that most of us have led and that most of us are leading is a road to destruction. Drinking, fornicating, adultery, doing all these things are evil. These things are bad. But God Almighty, if you pray to Him alone, you change your life, He forgives all sins. But make sure that you're calling on Him alone and that you're making a strive, you're making an effort to change your life. Some things are difficult, but with God's help, you know what? The worst have changed. Trust me. So, I hope you guys have gotten a benefit. Continue to send your emails in. Continue to let us know how we can best serve you better, because I'm on here, we're trying to bring you some of the learned individuals that are more learned than myself in this deen, that we can ask them these questions, they can cover these topics, so everybody can benefit. Everybody. Non-Muslims, Muslims, and remember, Islam means to surrender, to submit to who? To the Creator of the heavens and the earth. To worship Him alone and not His creation. If you could dig that, then you could dig Islam. And to do all the good, wholesome things. That you're born in original goodness, not in original sin. And that God Almighty is the most loving, the most forgiving. And if you fulfill your duty to Him, He's got you hooked up. Paradise. And that's what we're striving for. It's simple, man. So, thank you again for tuning in. Imam Faisal, thank you for being with us on the Deen Show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again. We'll see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Alone, living it just for me, and I had no idea this life would judge my eternity. I look at myself, and I wondered who created me. I had to open my heart, and open my mind, and open my eyes to see.
Open my eyes and see. Existence of what surrounds in me, it's more than just chance, it's more than just coincidence. You look around and see the earth, the moon, the sun, and the sky, a beautiful creation of Allah. So how could you deny?
How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar. How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar. How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar. How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar. Lift your head and look up above, and you see it so clearly. The stars that glitter all around, the birds that fly over me. I see the rain fall from the sky,
and see your seed become a tree. Lift the veil from your heart, worship Allah and you'll succeed. You surely will succeed. Open my eyes and see the existence of what's surrounding me. It's more than just chance. It's more than just coincidence. The air that I breathe, the food that I need, the plants and the trees, the sun and the seas, you and me, everything you see. So how could you deny?
How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar. How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar. How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar. How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar.
Of Allah, Allahu Akbar. How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allah.